Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samavita Bhaktarinda ki jai, Nitai Go Premananda, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shri Shri Guru. Could we put the translation, please? Is there some not too much aware of the translation? Oh no, of the song, the bhajan. Do you have that still there? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karamani, please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please be merciful unto me. Toma Vina Kedayalu, Jagata Sansara. I'll explain it. That's okay. That is, who else is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who can bestow such mercy in this world? Toma Vina, besides you, Kedayalu, who is more merciful? Jagat Sansari, in this world, Patita Pavan, Hetu. He's the reason. Hetu means the reason. Patita Pavan means he's the reason he's just came to just deliver the fallen souls. Patita Pavan Hetu, Tava Avatar, your incarnation is for that purpose. And then the next verse, very nice. Mo Sama Patita Pavan. There's no one more merciful, more fallen than me. There's no one equal to me in such qualification, being more fallen. Mo sama pitita prabhu, napaivya. You'll not find anyone else. And then Chaitanya, Nityananda, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. Nityananda is always absorbed in transcendental love, ecstasy of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Krishna. Just please give a little bit mercy to me. Kripa bolo kanai kore. I'm baraduki. I'm very unhappy in this material world where a situation like that. So then Dayakara Sitapati. Sitapati, Dvaita Prabhu is the husband of Sita Thakurani. So he's identified like that. She's great Vaishnava, devotee, associate of the Supreme Lord. And by his mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. So we're praying to Dvaita Prabhu to give us some mercy. Then the other Vaishnavas are there. Haha, Swarup Sanatan. Swarup Damodar was the associate of Lord Chaitanya in his final pastimes. Sanatan Goswami, we're reading today the Lord's instructions, Sanatan Goswami, chapter 20. And all the others, Rupa Raghunath. Here we are. Srinivasacharya. Okay. Narottam Das Thakur wrote the song. He is a very good friend of Ramachandra, who was the disciple of Srinivasacharya. They were all associates together preaching after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Amagyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Milchandena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Vishparani Panchakalpatrubhascha Kripasindibhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 377. Please repeat. Eta kahilon shakya besha avatar.
Eta kahilon shakya besha avatar.
Palya poganda dharma sunaha bichar.
Palya poganda dharma sunaha bichar.
Translation. Thus I have explained specifically empowered incarnations. Now please hear about the characteristics of Lord Krishna's childhood, boyhood, and youth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing to instruct Sanatana Goswami. 378. Kishora Shekara Dharmi Virjendra Nandana.
Kishora Shekara Dharmi Virjendra Nandana.
Prakata lila kari bare jabe kare maan.
Prakata lila kari bare jabe kare maan.
Translation. As the son of Maharaj Nanda, Lord Krishna is by nature the paragon of Kishore, youth. He chooses to exhibit his pastimes at that age. Text 379. Ado prakata karaya matapita bhaktagane.
Ado prakata karaya matapita bhaktagane.
Pache prakata hoya janmarika lila krame.
Pache prakata hoya janmarika lila krame.
Before his personal appearance, the Lord causes some of his devotees to appear as his mother, father, and intimate associates. He then appears later as if he were taking birth and growing from a baby to a child and gradually into a youth. Text 380. Vayaso vididatsepi.
Vayaso vididatsepi.
Sarva bhakti asashraya.
Sarva bhakti asashraya.
Dharmi kishora evatra.
Dharmi kishora evatra.
Nitya lila vilasavan.
Nitya lila vilasavan.
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally enjoying himself, and he is the shelter of all kinds of devotional service. Although his ages are various, his age known as Kishore, pre-youth, is best of all. Purport. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.163. Chapter 19 is here. Okay, 381. Putana, putana, badadi, jata lila, chani, chani.
Putana, badadi, jata lila, chani, chani.
Sabalila, nitya, prakata, kare, anukrame.
Shabalila, nitya, prakata, kare, anukrame.
When Lord Krishna appears, from moment to moment, he exhibits his different pastimes, beginning with the killing of Putana. All these pastimes are eternally being demonstrated one after another. Text 382. Ananta Brahmanda Tara Nahika Ganana.
Ananta Brahmanda Tara Nahika Ganana.
Kanalila Kona Brahmande Haya Prakatana. Translation: the consecutive pastimes of Krishna are manifest in one of the innumerable universes moment after moment. There is no possibility of counting the universes, but in any case, some pastime of the Lord is being manifest at every moment in one universe or another. 383. Emata Sabalila Jina Gangadara.
Emata Sabalila Jina Gangadara.
Seshelila Prakata Kare Brajanda Kumara.
Seshelila Prakata Kare Brajanda Kumara.
Thus the Lord's pastimes are like the flowing Ganges water. In this way, all the pastimes are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj. And 384. Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Asa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nityaskiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nityaskiti.
Krame Palya Pauganda Kashorata Prapti.
Krame Palya Pauganda Kashorata Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kashore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kashore Nitya Stiti.
Krame Palya Pauganda Kashorata Prapti.
Krame Palya Pauganda Kashorata Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nitya Stiti. Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kare Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Krame
Balya
Pauganda Kaishorata
Prapti. Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti. Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata
Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Krame Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Rasa Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti.
Krame
Balya Pauganda Kaishorata Prapti.
Rasa
Adi Lila Kore Kaishore Nitya Stiti. Krame.
Krame.
Gradually.
Gradually.
Balya.
Balya.
Childhood.
Childhood.
Pauganda.
Pauganda.
Boyhood.
Boyhood.
Kaishorata.
Kaishorata.
Youth.
Youth.
Prapti.
Prapti.
Development.
Development.
Rasa.
Rasa.
Dancing with the gopis.
Dancing with the gopis.
Adi,
Adi,
and others.
Vila,
pastimes.
Kare,
performs.
Kaishare,
in his age of pre-youth.
Nityastiti,
eternally existing.
Translation.
Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. Whenever he reaches pre-youth, he continues to exist eternally to perform his rasa dance and other pastimes. The comparison made here is very interesting. Krishna does not grow like an ordinary human being, even though he exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. When he reaches the age of pre-youth, Kaishor, he does not grow any older. He simply remains in his Kaishor age. He is therefore described in Brahma Samhita 5.33 as Navajogana. Adwaitamachutta manadim anantarupam adhyam purana purushanna vajogananta vedeshisuradamapujogamatmavakto chorim manadi purushantamaham vajami. This Navayogana, or pre-youth, is the eternal transcendental form of Krishna. Krishna never grows older than Navayogana. So, lots of short instructions here, very briefly given. So much so, this one purport here, we can have classes on everything here. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatan Goswami for 2 months in Varanasi. So he's given here, it's interesting. The comparison made here is very interesting. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna does not grow like an ordinary human being, even though he exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. One place Srila Prabhupada says that the human being doesn't grow also. This is a mistaken conception of modern science. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chimi, no, what is it? Matra spart, no, what is that verse before that? Dehi nos minyata dehi, komaram yoganam jara. Komaram yoganam jara. These are bodies that are changing. He says one place like that. He says this idea that the body grows is mistaken, but actually the body is changing. Moment to moment, the body is changing. And we can have a choice at any time to change it to the spiritual body. That is our prerogative. That's a choice is given to us. Every moment we can make this body. We had to use the talk like that the cells in the body, they're changing. Some cells are growing, some cells are dying, some cells are generating. And we used to say like that, 7 years, the whole body would be changed. So after 7 years, we can have a spiritual body. But actually, you can have spiritual body in one moment. Krishna says, just surrender to me. And Nasucha, Masucha, don't worry, I will take care of everything. Aham tvam sarva papi bhyo moksayasham. He will protect us from all of our sinful reactions. We have sinful reactions. We're taking birth in this material world. So Krishna can take care of all those in one moment. Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. One who engages in devotional service, just like here we're talking about the Kishore feature of the Lord. Bilva Mangala Thakur, he talks very nicely about this Kishore feature of the Lord. In our temples mostly we have this. In Chicago actually the deities are named Kishore Kishori. So this forms that we worship in the temple mostly like that is the Kishora feature of Krishna. And by this devotional service, Bilva Mangala Thakur, he prays like that, Bhaktis Tvayai Stirataraya, Stirataraya Bhagavan Yadi Syad, Daivena Na Polati Divya Kishora Murti. That by Stirataraya means very staunch or very fixed devotional service. Bhaktis Tvayai unto you. Bhaktis, if I engage in this fixed devotional service, what is that? Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, like that. Very staunch devotional service without deviation and without any kind of contamination of material desires or desires for liberation. If I engage like that in devotional service, very staunchly devotional service, then Daivena Na Pulati Divya Kishora Murti, that very easily that Kishora Murti form of Krishna becomes manifest in your heart. Very easily. Krishna is there already in the heart. You know the verse, what is the verse? Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshi Arjuna Tishtati. Yeah, Krishna is there in the heart already. And by engaging in devotional service, Chaito Dharpana Martin, that cleanses the heart of all the dust and dirt in the heart, then we can see very easily Divya Kishora Murti. And then what is the next thing? Is he says, Mukti Swayam Muktuli Tanjate, Mukula Tamjali Sevate Swam. He's saying that this mukti, this liberation, she's just standing there with folded hands, mukuli tamsali, sevatesman. She's ready to offer service, any kind of service that I want. I'm just ready to, liberation herself is ready to give the devotee liberation, but they don't want. Vinamat sevanam jana. She's standing, and then what to speak of liberation? He says, "Dharmartha kama gateyo samaya pratiksha." That these other things, these are the chatur varga. What is that? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are the principles of human, the goals, the things that people in the material world strive for. Dharma, religiosity, artha. Mostly, at least civilized human beings, they perform some type of religious activities in order to achieve that artha, the economic development or some progressive existence in this material world. God give us this day our daily bread like that. And then, dharma, artha, kama. And what is that for? That's for enjoying our material senses. Kama, to enjoy ourselves within this material world. Unfortunately, that's a frustrated attempt. No one is satisfied. Is that Bhogaishraya Prasaktana type? Dukkayona Evite. What was the first one? Matra Sparshas Dukontaya. No.
I just pushed
it. Ha! Ehi Sam Sparsha Jaboga. Dukayona. Ehi Sam Sparsha Jaboga. Just the touch, Sparsha means touch. Just the touch, the material senses with their sense objects is Dukayona Evate, the source of all of our miseries in this material world. So, anyway, those things are there, dharma, artha, kama, and because we're frustrated, then we want moksha. And this previous verse, Bilva Mangala says that she's standing there with folded hands, ready to serve the devotee. So, therefore, anyway, this is interesting that we just read this Janmashtami, we were reading this section here. The consecutive pastimes of Krishna are manifest in one of the innumerable universes, moment after moment. Srila Prabhupada says that just like the, actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita has described that Krishna Surya Sama, that Krishna is like the sun. And you can see noonday when you go out in this outside, especially Florida in the summertime, the sun is beating on our heads. And sun is over the heads of millions of people in the city or in the countryside. We're in the countryside here mostly. But it's directly overhead. We're feeling like that. In the same way, Krishna's pastimes, just like that, going on, one universe at another, all these pastimes are just changing here. That comparison made here is very interesting. Krishna does not grow like an ordinary human being, even though he exhibits his pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. So these pastimes, they're just like going on, just like the sun, Krishna Surya Sama, that every time, every moment, somewhere it's 12 noon. Every moment, somewhere in the world, it's midnight, and 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, like that, every moment. So Krishna's pastimes, his birth, his killing of Putana is described here. We're coming up now, and it's interesting how the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam seem to just coincide like that. We're going together. Coming up this next week, what is that? Aho Bhakti Yam, Stana Kala Kutam, Jigam Sayapyad, Jigam Sayapayad, Apyasadji. Lebe gata datri uchitam katonyam kamva dayalam sharanam prajema. That who is, who will take shelter? Who is more merciful than Krishna, who's given the datri uchitam? He's given this position of a nurse to Putana. Putana came to kill Krishna when he was just a young baby, enjoying that pastime. Because this pastime, all these pastimes are eternally being demonstrated one after another. So this Putana apparently goes on eternally, one universe after another. Putana is a witch. Srila Prabhupada describes that there's witches in India. He said they fly, just like we hear it in our childhood. We heard they fly on the stick. Kechari. So there's nothing new under the sun. Putana was such a witch, and she came to kill Krishna when he was just a baby, and took her on her lap and put her breast into his mouth, which was smeared with poison. And Krishna sucked that breast with her life air out and killed her. But still, because she offered him her breast, he took her as his mother and gave her that position, Datri Uchitam, gave him that very exalted position. And that is coming up, that verse coming up in Srimad Bhagavatam this next week in the third canto. So then it says that Krishna's pastimes are like the flowing Ganges water. In this way that all the pastimes are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj. Childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. So again, we were discussing in Srimad Bhagavatam class how these different contradictions, apparent contradictions, are there. This verse quoted from Brahma Samhita is very wonderful example of that, because Krishna says that because it says Advaitam, that Krishna is one, and then he says Anantarupam. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Advaitam means he's one, but Anantarupam, he has unlimited forms. Adyam, Anadim, that he's the origin, but has no origin. And Puranapurusham. Puranapurusham means he's the oldest person, but he's Navayovanam Cha. So all these different contradictions are there. Vedeshu Durlabham. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, was that? Vedaista sarvar aham eva vidya, that all the Vedas I am to be known. And here it says, Vedesha Durlabha. It would be very difficult to know him by the Vedas. But a Durlabha Matma Bhakta. All these seemingly contradictions. Krishna is the reconciliation of all of these different contradictions we're seeing. He is so great. Just like here, it's described, Ananta Brahmanda Tara Mahika Ganam. You can't count how many universes there are. Ananta Brahmanda. We can't, material scientists, they try to figure out how big this universe is. There are big telescopes, they're going and they're sending their spacecrafts billions of miles, they say like that. They want to get some samples from the different rocks of different places, collecting rocks. We used to do that when we were kids. I don't know, some people used to collect rocks. I think my kids did, I guess, they collected rocks. So they're collecting rocks still, spending their billions of dollars with their spaceships and collecting rocks. So this is just one universe, but these are, it says here, Ananta Brahmanda, and unlimited, and Tara Nahika Gan. You can't even count them. You can't even count how many, and then Kona Lila Kona Brahmande Hoya Prakatam. And then this way, Krishna's pastimes are manifest in one universe after another. So I had some kind of understanding like that Krishna's pastimes are like the sun. We're seeing, it seems like 12 noon over our head. And in this way, all these pastimes are going on. Sometimes the devotees have doubts how Ugrasena had 38 or something quadrillion bodyguards. So these are not one universe. This is all the universes together because Krishna is just like the sun over your head. It's over millions of people's heads at the same time. So all these pastimes are going on. These are all the different universes combined together. That's my idea. But the point is that Krishna is so unlimited, you can't calculate. We have different conceptions, we have different ideas. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavagyan. You can't understand Krishna with the material mind and senses. You'll never get there. Aban Manasa Gochara. He's beyond all of these material senses. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave so many times the example of the Dr. Frog in the well. The frog is growing up in a well, and his friend comes, he's seen the ocean. He said, oh, I've just seen a great, huge body of water, the ocean. Frog in the well says, what? Is it bigger than my well? How much bigger? Two times as big? Three times? Four times? He said, no, you can't understand. The ocean is so vast, you can't count. So this way, the frog-like scientists, they're calculating how big this universe is, but how big God is, they can't understand. Krishna is beyond anything imaginable. But here, the Lord is instructing Sanatana Goswami. He's instructed him for 2 months in Varanasi after instructing Rupa Goswami at Prayag. He instructed Rupa Goswami for 10 days at Dashashvamedha Ghat in Prayag. So the result, he sent these two, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he sent them to Vrindavan to write books. So these books were given. Just like here, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the actually coming from those discussions also, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was living there with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and hearing from them more properly, you could say he was hearing from Raghunath Das Goswami. But anyway, Rupa Goswami, he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So many books he wrote, of course. But maybe most important for us, he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada translated that into this Nectar of Devotion. the complete science of devotional service. And Sanatan Goswami, he wrote that Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent these two brothers to Vrindavan to reestablish the holy places of pilgrimage and to write these devotional scriptures. What do we have? Something else. I was listening to class. Srila Prabhupada was talking about these two, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. We are called Rupa Nuga. Our whole line. Rupa Nuga means, Anuga means followers of Rupa Goswami. And we pray Sri Rupam Sagrajatam. Sagrajatam means, Agraja means the older brother. Sa means with. So we say Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, along with his brother, Sahagana Lalita. No, sorry. Is that this? Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana. Raghunatham Tavitam. No. Tamsajivam. So that is the older brother. These two brothers are there. I was listening to seventh canto class with Srila Prabhupada. He was talking about how it was Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he used to live in different places. They used to go throughout Vrindavan. And this described how they used to live under different tree each night. And still they wrote so many wonderful books and found all these different holy places. But because they were living as mendicants, Rupa Goswami, he was one time thinking that it would be nice to offer some nice, it would be nice to offer some nice foodstuffs to Sanatana Goswami, my brother. He's coming to visit and I would like to offer something. So he was thinking like that, and one young cowherd girl, she came and brought some wonderful ingredients for cooking nice sweet rice. And so Rupa Goswami took those ingredients and he cooked a nice preparation for Sanatana Goswami and offered it to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, he tasted that preparation and he said, "Oh, this is so nice." I think it was sweet rice. They say like that. At Pavan Sarovar. Pavan Sarovar is a place near, just outside, on the outskirts of Nandagram. It's inside Nandagram, actually. Kund is there. Pavan Sarovar, Sanatana Goswami used to live on the side there. So anyway, Sanatana Goswami, he was taking that prasadam and he was feeling great ecstasy. He said, "Where did you get these ingredients?" He said, "Oh, I got these from some young cowherd girl." And Sanatana Goswami could say, "Oh, you shouldn't think like that, that you had..." Rupa Goswami said, "I had some desire to offer you some nice preparation." And Sanatana Goswami could immediately understand, "Oh, you taken some service from our worshipful Srimati Radharani. She's brought these ingredients. Because you had this desire, you shouldn't think like this." Because this is Rupa Goswami, he understood. He wrote that down, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. They have to give up all these different kinds of desires. Jnana Karmadi Navritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam. We want to serve Krishna favorably. Not that we're taking, we don't want to take service from Krishna or his devotees either. We want to give them service. Giving service to the devotees is actually more important than serving Krishna. But one should see how they're utilizing that service. You should see that they're utilizing that service for their spiritual master. Because that is a process. Yasya prasadam, bhagavat prasadam. You serve the spiritual master and Krishna becomes pure, pleased. So, this Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they're living in Vrindavan. So many wonderful pastimes are there. Sanatan Goswami, he founded this Madan Mohan Temple. He has his Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi in Vrindavan. He used to live in Nandagram at Pavan Sarovar. His Bhajan Kutir is there. And he has a Bhajan Kutir at Govardhan, at Manasi Ganga. Chakaleshwar Mahadev is right there. Many times he used to live next to a temple of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was, I think they're some special Chakaleshwar Mahadev. And Chakaleshwar Mahadev, actually, he was told Sanatan Goswami that because Sanatan Goswami was living at Govardhan and he was going around Govardhan every day, circumambulating Govardhan Hill. And when he was getting very advanced in age, Krishna came and gave him one Govardhan Shila, like this size, with his footprint. And he says, you don't have to take so much trouble walking around all around Govardhan anymore. You're very old. You just walk around the Shila every day, circumambulate the Shila. So that Shila they have there at the Radha Damodar temple with Krishna's footprint, the hoofprint of a calf, and Krishna's flute impression is there. So Sanatan Goswami was staying there at Govardhan and these mosquitoes were giving him trouble. And he was thinking, I'm moving, Nick, tomorrow. I'm getting out of this place. This is giving too much trouble. So Chakaleshwar Mahadev came and said, no, I don't want you to leave. Please stay here, because Lord Shiva, he's the lord of all these different, when he drank the poison from the ocean of milk, these poison came to all these nasty creatures, the snakes, the scorpions, and the mosquitoes, and like that. So he said, I would make sure that no more mosquitoes bother you. So from that time on, even now to the present day, there is no more mosquitoes there at that area, Chakaleshwar Mahadev at Govardhan, Manasi Ganga, very nice place. Just in the middle of the Govardhan Hill. This Govardhan Hill is very long, like what, 7 miles. 7 miles long to go around, 14 miles. So Sanatan Goswami was staying there. He used to, and then he founded this Madan Mohan Temple when he was living at Vrindavan. He saw these. He was going out to Gokul. It's a cave, is there? No, Gokul. I think he has a cave where he used to chant in the cave. Sometimes in the Vrindavan, there was a couple caves that the devotees, Raghava Pandit had a cave, Sanatan Goswami had a cave, and Bhugarbha there, the very name Bhugarbha, he means that he lived inside the earth. So that's because Vrindavan is a very hot place, and they want to do their bhajan undisturbed all day long. They were chanting Nana Shastra Vichara Naikanipano. They established, studied all these different scriptures and established Saddharma Samstapako. And they were engaged, Krishnat Kirtan, engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord. So we were, as I said, we're followers, particularly Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nugas, we're trying to follow in their footsteps. And here we have these instructions given, the pastimes of Krishna, how they're engaged in one universe after another. So these pastimes are going on. These are eternal pastimes. They're going on. And it's described, actually, Rupa Goswami in his Lago Bhagavatamrita says that, well, someone who is fortunate, he can see these pastimes still. These pastimes are going on. And these six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they used to, they wrote these books, these pastimes, Saddharma, all these books that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them to write, they wrote, and they also had experience of these different pastimes of the Lord. This is described also that one time Sanatana Goswami was questioning Rupa Goswami's description of Radharani's hair just like a black snake. And he was saying, is this right? Is this a proper description? So shortly after that, he was out on the, this was there near Radhakund. He was seeing this one girl was swinging on a swing, and there was a black snake coming up her back. And he said, wait, watch out, be careful. She turned around and looked and smiled, and then she disappeared. And Sanatana Goswami understood, oh, this was Srimati Radharani. This wasn't a black snake. This was her hair. He went back to Rupa Goswami and said, oh, your description is perfect. Don't change anything. So they actually, these, someone who is engaged like that, following Rupanuga, following very carefully the footsteps of the Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi, chanting very carefully and fully engaged. Was it fully engaged? Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi. They're so much engaged, absorbed in Radha Krishna Padara. They're full, so much engaged, fully engaged, absorbed in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Pajanara. Gopi Bhava Samritamri. Yeah, so that is the. That is the real following of Rupa Goswami, to become fully engaged in devotional service without any interruptions. Kirtaniya Sadahari. And then just like today we can go out on Harinam, football game is there, chanting holy names. And because this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted that everyone become given this opportunity to engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord. We told Nityananda and Haridas. Suno suno Nityananda suno Haridas. Sarvatra amara agya karaha prakash. He said, go out everywhere. Give my order to everyone. Prate gare gare gya kara e bhiksha. Follow Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Siksha, Krishna Siksha. Just go out every door. Pratigare, Gare Gya, Kare Bhiksha. Go to the house of every door of every house and ask them, just chant the holy name of the Lord. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna and follow the instructions of Krishna. That was the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his dearmost devotees, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So we can follow, go out and chant the holy names for the living entities. That's how we were benedicted. And we have to give that opportunity to others. So anyone else has something to say? Questions, comments?
What does Chakaleshwar mean?
Yes.
What does Chakaleshwar mean?
What does Chakaleshwar mean? I don't know.
Chuckle.
I don't know if it comes from chakra. This chakra tirtha is there. This when Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill, all the waters were pouring down the hill and to avoid the inundation flooding from underneath, because the water comes off the umbrella and floods underneath. So they had the, they say the Anantadev came and drank some of the water, and Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra came and dried up the rest of the water. So Chakra Tirtha is there, just nearby. So maybe that, I'm not sure. Please. It's almost. Thank you for the wonderful class, all the pastimes. I just wanted to comment that. I just wanted to comment, there's that wonderful song, Godruma,
was it?
Yeah, Nityananda Mahajana.
Oh, yes.
That has that same verse.
Yeah, the same prayer parts. That go out and, how does that go?
Nadia Godruma Nityananda Mahajana.
Huh?
It has that same verse, Bola
same line
of Bhaja Krishna, Kora Krishna Shiksha.
Yeah, same line is there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that Eshika Diya Subna Diya Prichi Nitya Gonita Radha Krishna Bola. It's only the only thing he wants. He's only begging that you just chant. He's begging the living entities. Do you ever come here something?
So the Lord stopped aging at...
Lord stopped aging, yes.
At 16, 18, around that time. The living entities also stopped growing by that time, but they don't stop aging. They might have stopped growing at that time also, but they keep aging.
No, the growing is the changing bodies. We're not growing.
Well, right. I mean,
we're changing
not,
bodies.
You know, yeah. But,
I don't know. Here it says that does not grow like an ordinary living being, but in another place, Srila Prabhupada said, no, the living entity doesn't grow, he just changes bodies. I don't know. There's something we need scientists who can figure out some. But
so you're talking
Krishna
a little bit
says
about
like that. No, Komarama, same.
You were talking about the scientists figuring out the planets and things. We keep talking about the universe, but yet
you like to talk about the scientists always. What?
But I said we keep speaking about the universe.
Yeah.
Bhagavatam says the universe has one sun, one moon, one earth, which kind of imply, like it's the solar system is the universe, because it has at least one sun. It has many moons, but one sun, one earth, you know. And around the solar system, there's that whole...
And Brahma Samhita says, yes, chakshura esa savita sakala grahanam raja samasta. Suramurti, the sun is very extraordinary, and also we just like we said, Krishna Surya Sama. Sun is not an ordinary planet; it's not something. But
yeah,
Ashesha Teja, unlimited potency. Therefore, Krishna is compared to the sun. Materially, thing you can't compare with Krishna. Krishna is so great you can't compare to any material thing, but still, sun has some great potency. Ashesha Teja is unlimited potency, so sometimes Krishna is compared to the sun, but Krishna can't be compared to even millions of suns. You can't compare. And I think probably in the Universal Form 11th chapter, Krishna says like that. No, Krishna is like millions of suns.
If millions of sun were to rise, the planets compared to his brilliance.
Okay.
See? But then also to compare, the sun is like his eyes, the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
Like his eyes.
Okay. Yeah, sun is not an ordinary.
Certainly for us, the sun's the most brilliant object in the sky. So it's an apt metaphor for appreciation Krishna's brilliance.
Yeah. No, the rest is there also.
Huh?
Maya Andhakar.
What?
That Maya is like the darkness.
Yeah.
So, Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. When Krishna is there, there's no room for Maya. Just like when the sun is risen, you can't. There's no chance for darkness. So similarly, when Krishna is there, when someone is situated in Krishna consciousness, then Maya can't touch.
Technically, yeah, historically.
No, factually.
Technically?
Factually.
Sure. From a technical, historical standpoint.
Yeah, technically, factually.
And now for something completely different. From a historically, the word universe referred to different things.
Ah, okay.
You know, so I'm not saying when the Bhagavan says the universe or the sun, it's talking solar system necessarily, but historically, that, you know, when they said the word universe, they were referring to what they conceived of as everything out there. And the stars were considered little twinkling things just beyond Saturn. They weren't, you know. So who knows what's going on, but there's quite a few variables there.
Uh-huh.
When considering how to engineer a universe from the perspective of Lord Brahma.
You just want to throw in some doubts.
I mean, you
want to
make these blanket statements like you know what it is. It's like we don't have all the variables. We may think we have more variables than maybe people. Yeah, but we also haven't fully realized all the imports of the Bhagavatam, what was invested in it by the original speaker.
Yes, that's all right.
I mean, that's
no, just like here, we're talking about Krishna's pastimes. They're going on moment to moment, and in one universe after another. It says, thus the Lord's pastimes are like the flowing Ganges river, water. So how the water, Krishna's pastimes are flowing from one universe to another, we can't, it's a little bit beyond our conceptions. How all the Brahmas came to Lord Krishna's palace in Dwarka. And they couldn't see each other like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, even ordinary affairs, that's true. Do I understand everything about this chair?
Yeah.
You know, I sit on it. That's about all I understand about it. So, you know, universes, solar systems, I mean.
Yeah, we're all
even Sukadeva Goswami says, even Lord Brahma doesn't understand it perfectly.
Yes.
So, I guess.
Yeah, so therefore, we want to get just a little bit of Krishna's mercy.
That's it.
Atapite deva padam pujam paya prasada leshanu grihita eva hi janati tattvam. Then you can understand tattvam. If you get just a tiny bit of Krishna's mercy, that's what we want. Then you can understand.
I'm
going to
hammer this a little more because I'm on a
huh?
Even the spiritual master, it's not their job to count grains of sand on the beach.
No.
So, yeah, so when certain folks
Janati
Tattvam, is the solar system like this, or is the sun exactly like that?
That's
it's an interesting
point.
Meditation when it's referenced to Krishna's glories, but beyond that.
Another point here, Krishna, the purport is he's saying, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham. Vedeshu, we also have Acharya Van Purusho Veda. One who has a spiritual master, he can understand all the Vedas, and he can understand actually the purport of the Vedas.
That's the point.
Yeah, so he can understand what is truth. That is called tattva-darshi.
But I don't know for sure, but
one
I would suggest
the truth.
When
if
someone's going back to Godhead, they don't ask him, what's your definition of the universe?
No. But still, Shukadeva Goswami, a person no less than Shukadeva Goswami, described the universe to Maharaj Bhikkhut.
As a meditation on Krishna.
Yeah, you can say. We have to see what is Krishna's glories in order to be able, fully confident to surrender to him. You see Krishna's glories, then you can understand that, he's a great person. Just like we were talking about Putana, how he gave liberation to Putana, even though she came to kill him. So you can understand, this is a very merciful person. Better to, Kamba Dayalum, Sharam Rajema. Who's a better person to take shelter of than Krishna? He's so great. He's so merciful. He's so unlimitedly everything. He's our best friend.
He's more brilliant than the sun. He's more brilliant than the sun.
More brilliant than the sun. Die. Let's stop there. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.